Hello, it is our transfer committee game. We're in a slightly different room, so it's a little bit echoey. I am Neil Atkinson to host this. Phil's gesturing to me, I don't know why. Phil Blundell is on this one. Credit as ever to John Furlong for creating the game and advising, and Steve Davis, Russian, for pulling in the fees and the money, as he has always done. The rules are as follows. They get $54 million to spend this time around, plus anything that they get in. They will lose 20% for agents' fees and contract payouts, and we will stick to that as we go right the way through. You will need to balance the wage bill. Someone said to me, why don't you do the agent fees thing? He said, why did you do that? Why didn't you just take it off and it'll make the maths easier? And the reason why is because all these pricks will argue if I reduce the prices of Liverpool players, so I've got to do it this way around to avoid the argument.
All these pricks being Paul Senior.
Where's Lovren?
I nearly put Lovren on to buy a 20 million Paul purely for needle.
We could buy him and then sell him for his real value.
And yet he went for what he went for. Should Liverpool make any signings before this is recorded, and they haven't, that fee will be taken from what you have to spend, so that's fine, you've got a free hand. It needs to be a plausible amount of work we can achieve within this summer in terms of ins and outs. We've got a resource and time question. We will not be spending more than $165 million unless we are doing it all on only one player. We need to think about homegrown players because we got into terrible trouble with that last year as a committee, and I think you all need to reflect on your conduct. And we need to take into account AFCON next January as well, as to who's going to be going out on that, in that we're going to lose Salah, Mane and Naby Keita if
back
you
in
keep
the winter,
them. Yeah, back in January, Paul.
Means it because of the weather. Mad how the weather in Africa means you can't play it in July, doesn't it? Who'd have guessed?
Play it somewhere else.
The wage a player receives has been broken into the five categories as ever. So low, which is 10 to 49,000 a week. Medium, 50 to 99. High, 100 to 175. I've forgotten to update that one. Super high, 175 to 250. And mega, 250 upwards. Liverpool breakdown as follows. 10 lows, 9 mediums, 9 highs, 7 super highs, and no megas. If anyone was to come in from a Liverpool point of view on a mega salary, it'll have huge ramifications for the rest of the squad and the wage structure. We'll worry about the wages at the end. You've just got to keep them within proportion. So it's the equivalent of two more highs and super highs and one more high. That said, the first thing you need to do is work out whether or not you're going to do as an item of business. And I need all of you say so on this. Alisson and Fabinho getting wage increases, which moves them to super high, but will mean that you've got, i.e. between 175 and 250 grand a week. But that will mean that you have less wages to spend on incoming players. But are you all, can I have eyes if we're all happy to give Alisson and Fabinho a new contract?
Do it next summer.
Fine.
Do it next summer when it's not in our hands.
So Phil, yes. Steve?
Yeah, I think realistically we do.
Rob?